Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. My name is Jonathan Edward Ford, and it is my privilege to be with each and every one of you today. What an honor it is to serve as your pastor of Taylor Nation. What a privilege it is to have been chosen by Christ to lead such a great group of people as we move into the new year. Let me start by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. It is my hope and prayer that each and every one of you had a wonderful time on yesterday with your family, your loved ones, friends, if they were there. What a much needed break it has been in the hectic pace of 2021 to be able to pull aside and spend time with those closest to us and to reflect on the great and wonderful gift which is Jesus Christ. At this time, I'm going to ask everyone if you would join me in an opening prayer by just closing your eyes and bowing your head. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your great name. We thank you today for the wonderful and matchless gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming down through 40 and two generations and for becoming Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you for your willingness not only come and to dwell among us, but to lay down your life as the propitiation for our sins. Help us to always love, honor, respect, and obey your word that has revealed unto us the mystery of God's plan of redemption and of salvation. So as we come to the close of another year, we pray that you would strengthen us, fortify us. We pray that you would protect and keep our families. We pray and ask that you would watch over our faith community and keep the body of Christ strong and growing and ever prepare us for the return of our bridegroom, that we may one day be married and joined to him and sit with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb. So Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Gospel of St. Luke, in the second chapter, at verse 8, is a familiar passage. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill towards all men." May the Lord bless and consecrate his words into our heart. Now I introduce to you Sister Barbara Williams for a Christmas message.
Good morning, Taylor Nation. As Pastor has said already, Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope everyone had a blessed and wonderful Christmas. I certainly did, my family and I. This morning, we're going to talk about family. And we're going to work that from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. I'm going to give you a minute to find that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. I'm going to be reading from two versions because I want you to hear it from the New King James, and then I'm going to go into the Amplified Version. Amen. I apologize. My voice is a little raspy this morning. I got the preschool syndrome. That's what I call it because the grandbaby tore my house up with whatever her little runny nose was a couple weeks ago, and we're still fighting it off. Let's go to the Word. Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my head to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The Amplified Version reads, for this reason, grasping the greatness of this plan, by which Jews and Gentiles are joined together in Christ, I bow my knees in reverence before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. God, the first and ultimate Father, may he grant you out of the riches of his glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through your faith. And may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints, God's people, the width and length and height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love, and that you may come to know the practically, through personal experience, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge, without experience, that you may not be filled up. That you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that you dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Family. The holidays are a time of family and friends. We're gathering together around food and fun. We're reminiscing about old memories and making new ones. I think it was yesterday or day before, a picture of Muffin, and for those who don't know, Muffin is my granddaughter. That's what I call her. And it came up a picture for 3 years ago when she was just before she turned one, and she was learning to walk, and she was here on Christmas Day. Now she, of course, is almost 4 years old. But it showed me the difference in how time flies, how time moves. This year we decided to gather together on Christmas Eve, and we had a great time of family and fun. As I sat in my living room looking at everyone following dinner and we were opening gifts, I saw a legacy of love and laughter. I could see in my mind's eye what my parents saw as they watched me as an infant, a toddler, a child, a teenager, a young adult. They saw their child have children and watched their grandchildren grow. My mother was even blessed to see Princess Muffin, my granddaughter, and her real name is Alana, come into the world, and even to see her begin to take her first step. Each step from my great-grandparents' birth in the 1800s and slavery and beyond till today, each rise and each fall in this family, blood, sweat, and tears along this road, because we all know that the roads weren't easy. If we could talk to our ancestors and see the price that was paid to create this family, not just mine, but any family, especially African American, much of our culture was robbed from us. Our bloodlines are too numerous in most cases to count. The new members of the family, the fiancés and the girlfriends, adding and bringing their new blood into the family. And yes, some have been taken away and leaving their mark on the family to be remembered fondly. Each person joined by blood led to this legacy, to this family. I sat there in all the love of my childhood and all the excitement I enjoyed watching my children run down the steps each Christmas morning. And even yesterday, through the wonders of video calling, I got a chance to see Princess Muffin and her brother open their Christmas gifts. And yet again, my heart was flooded and filled with joy, a love and a joy I couldn't put into words. For some families, this isn't so. Those of us who can share these type of memories are blessed. Many families are separated by anger and strife and old grudges of the past that are keeping families separated. Love is what holds a family together. Ephesians is a familiar book to us. It's written by Paul. It is written during his imprisonment in Rome around 60 AD. It's a letter to the church at Ephesus. This letter emphasizes the truth that all believers are united in Christ because the church is the body of Christ. This letter is thought to be a circular letter, and that simply means it was passed from church to church to church. Chapter 3 specifically talks about the mystery of the body of Christ, the plan to join the Jew and Gentile together in the body of Christ. As we hone in on verse 14 and 15, for this reason I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. As God's plan has been revealed to Paul, he is in awe. He bows his knee in reverence to the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Having grasped the greatness of his plan of salvation, Paul is humbled. He's glimpsed, only a glimpse of God's greatness. God is the first and ultimate Father. And all things come from him. All families are rooted and come from him in heaven and on earth. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. In families of the past ages, fathers bestowed land and money and property on their children. Think back to the prodigal son. His father bestowed his portion of his father bestowed his portion of the son's wealth on him, and the son promptly went out and spent it wildly and was poor in a matter of a small amount of time. That was material wealth. How much more can our God bestow on us? Out of his riches. Out of the riches of his glory. He owns everything, physical and spiritual. How much more can our God give us? He has cattle on a thousand hills. It's nothing to our God. God is so vast, we can't comprehend all that he is, nor all that he has. Here in this verse, Paul is showing us what our petition to God should be. That God the Father would grant us, according to his will, the riches of his glory. Our desire should always be to do his will, to be in his will, according to his riches and glory. Remember when God hid Moses in the cleft of the rock, when Moses wanted to see him. God informed Moses, you couldn't stand it. My glory is too much. No man can see me and live. I will hide you in the cleft of the rock, and you can see the back of me as I pass by. You can read that in Exodus 33:22 if you just want to read that story. Can you fathom his glory? If to see something so great, so magnificent, and so wonderful that you would die. His very essence. You can't, because you're human and your mind can't think that deep. Our constant prayer should be to be strengthened in faith, in knowledge, and in praise. For God to stir up our souls and energize us, to deepen our faith until he dwells in us, lives on us daily. Not just Sunday, but every day. And when I say on us, I mean it should exude out of you. When you go into the world, they should be able to see you're a child of God. You remember what Mama used to always tell you? I know I'm dating myself. I better not get a bad report. That's how we should be when we go into the world. They should be able to identify that we're God's children by our actions. And God shouldn't get a bad report that you were out there acting unseemingly.
Amen.
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith. Dwell. Reside, take up residence, so there is no space for anyone else. When you rent a home or an apartment, nobody else is there. God should take up residence in your life, and there shouldn't be any room for anything else. He should be your all and your all. Our relationship with God should be personal, a personal experience. It should be personal to us, our Father. Even my Father who art in heaven. As children, we remember asking our parents for things. I did. I know every child did. Depending on what it was, you probably already knew the response ahead of time. As children, we asked because we loved them and they loved us, and it was rooted in a deep love. And we figured if we looked pitiful enough or happy enough that we had a good chance of getting it. Our relationship with God should be just that personal. To understand the fullness of who God is, you have to experience it. If you keep God in your own personal little jewelry box and you bring him out just when you need him or just when you want to, you'll never understand the full essence of God. Not that you can in human terms, but you'll never understand the essence of God in your human form. You will never experience the fullness of God. Take the chains off of God. Our relationship with God should be personal. That personal time with God should be open. You have to experience your time with him. It shouldn't be, let me put him in a 15-minute box. You should have time with him daily. Morning, noon, and night, as often as you can, while you're driving, while you're cooking, while you're doing laundry, whatever it is.
Amen.
It should fill up every part of your being. He should dwell in you. That's what Paul is saying here. Christ dwells in your heart through your faith. That faith grows into love, deeply rooted and grounded love. Here's an analogy I want you to look at. A baby is born. Two people begin to take care of the baby. The baby doesn't know who those people are at this point. These are two people that take care of me. The baby realizes when I cry, they come. When I fall, they come. They're always here. They make me feel good. They make me feel happy. They make me feel loved and secure. As the child grows, this is my mommy and my daddy. I can go to them. I can feel safe with them. Uh-oh, I did something bad. But guess what? They still love me. They learn unconditional love. Yes, unfortunately, as I said earlier, there are families where anger and forgiveness and hatred and have entered in and destroyed the love that was once there. And as we close the old year and prepare for a new year, I encourage you, if you're out there and you're holding those grudges and that unforgiveness and that anger, let it go. Ask God to help you have a forgiving heart, to heal your heart. I encourage you to cross those barriers, to break down those stone walls around your heart. Because as we've seen over the last 2 years, life is so very uncertain right now. It's too uncertain to leave this world with anger and malice in your heart. And I can promise you one thing, with that anger and malice in your heart, you cannot see God. We learned early that our family is a place of safety and love. Our church family should be also. There should be love there, unconditional love. This world is falling. We have to stop judging people that come into the house of God. We are all sinners and have all fallen short of the glory of God. No one is perfect, but the spotless and blameless perfect Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. The same is so in the body of Christ. As Christians, we find safe, unconditional love in the body of Christ. The body of Christ. As Christians, we are members of the body of Christ. We are the aunts and the uncles. We are the family in the body of Christ. We should be a safe place, a place of love for a battered world. Love holds family together. God the Father sent his only son to die on the cross for you. Love saved us. Jesus bore the sins of the world. Love redeemed us. Jesus rose from the grave and conquered death, hell, and the grave. Love conquers all. God's plan was rooted and nurtured in love. In love, he included you and I, the Gentiles, in his plan. Love held his plan in place. God the Father loves us that much. God is not a man, and we should stop trying to think of him in human terms. We constantly try to comprehend who he is. He is God. How can you define a God who defines his own self as I am that I am? I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the eternal. People have trouble with faith because it defies the boundaries of our imagination. There are no walls or floors to faith. You just have to believe. Your belief brings your faith. Faith brings about love and a deeper relationship, a relationship rooted and grounded in a deep, abiding love. Until your relationship with God is personal, till he becomes my Father, you will struggle with his boundless and endless love. Personal experience brings this about. The group Parliament, where's Deacon Todd when I need him, or Parliament Funkadelics, depending on how old you are. And I know you guys don't know who that is because everybody came and stayed. I know Deacon Todd is laughing. But they said it. His love is so high you can't get over it, so wide you can't get around it, and so low you can't go under it. Love, agape love. Sometimes you can't find it in your family. But you can always find it in the arms of Christ. Love so amazing, so boundless, so endless. Love, a love that surpasses human knowledge. You can't comprehend God's love. We can't comprehend it. Love that will fill in all the loneliness, all the emptiness, that will fill in all the spaces of that addiction, of that lust, of that habit. Love that offers the richest experience of God's presence in our lives. That is our Father, my Father. That is the Father of the body of Christ. Neither God's love nor his power is limited to human imagination. He is Abba Father, our Father. He is my Father. The church is the body of Christ. The body works together, whether Jew or Gentile. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are family, and He is our Father. I want you to think on those things as we head into a new year. I really do encourage you, if you have those blocks in your life right now, that there is anger and hatred and resentment to your fellow man, whether it's family or friend or even foe, I encourage you to knock those walls down. I encourage you to join our family. If you are not already a Christian, already a member of a church, if you feel a longing in your life and a hole that can't be filled, I invite you to meet my Father, to meet our Father, to meet the Father. If you'd like to receive Christ today, I encourage you to repeat after me. Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I know I don't deserve your love and your grace. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that He died for my sins. I believe that His shed blood and death and resurrection provided me with forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me for my sins today. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me this morning, you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to know about Him. We invite you to go to www.taylortabernacle.com and go to the Contact Us page and check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian. And please leave us a short message. One of our Christian ministerial team will get back to you and contact you and help you in your next steps as you go forward in this. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button for our YouTube page. And we're so happy that you came and joined us this morning. We just are so excited to see you and to hear from you. At this moment, we're going to transition into our time of giving and our announcements with our sister Cassandra McCoy.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, or also by U.S. mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. We're going to go into our announcement. When you decide to join us in person, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has contact with anyone who has tested positive for COVID-19, we encourage you to please stay at home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice. Please keep this in mind so you can plan your transportation accordingly. On December 31st at 8 to...
Good morning. I see we lost our sister Cassandra, but we did keep our announcements up, and I hope
them.
And I hope we'll govern ourselves accordingly as we go on through the week. Our watch night service at 8 p.m. Our benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen. Have a blessed remainder of the day, Taylor.
Amen.